If you weren't allowed to be a child when you were a child, what I suggest that you do with that is you understand that even as a child, you take over very young. And you don't blame your parents, especially if you're an adult now. You don't blame your parents for what you could or couldn't do or what you're able or not able to do in life. I was a teacher for many years, and I know that you cannot teach English literature to someone who doesn't want to learn it. You cannot teach algebra to someone who doesn't want to learn it, who refuses to. And you cannot take away a person's childhood, unless we're talking about just absolute outright physical abuse, which is a different subject altogether. When we're talking about human beings who lived in a family situation in which their parents, they feel, as children, especially over the age of 4 and 5, kept them from doing all of these kinds of things, that you have to take responsibility for how you reacted to your parents. And that's what I used to always tell my clients. You didn't know how to deal effectively with your father. You didn't know how to get what you felt you were entitled to from your mother or from your grandparents or whatever. Yes, but they were bigger, and I was like, yes, I understand all of that. Yes, you were small and they were large and they set the rules and all that. But you still didn't know how to get what it is that you want. And in families, where there's 3, 4, and 5 children, you'll find that some children in the family are able to figure out how to have a happy childhood, even in a situation which other people would construe as negative. And others are just beaten down by it and feel that somebody else controlled them or did this to them. So that I think it's important to even go back through your whole life and take responsibility for how you reacted. Everything after the age of 4 and 5, I think children take over very early. Now, this is not to say that the influence of a parent isn't significant and can't have a significant effect on a child. But it doesn't do you any good to look back with blame. What you have to do is look back with responsibility, responding with ability. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. Now, that's a very important concept, all right? And people would be in my office and they'd say, well, my mother would never let us roll down a hill and she would never let us get dirty. And one lady said, my mother would never let me ride a bicycle. And I say, well, okay, there's a hill over there and there's dirt over there and there's bicycles over here and there's swimming pools over here. And you can virtually have anything that you wanted. And they would say, well, I didn't come here and pay you the kind of money I'm paying you to teach me how to ride a bicycle. I said, well, if you understand that the only reason you don't know how to ride a bicycle is because you've never gotten on one and actually gone through the trial and error that goes with learning anything, and if you stopped blaming your mother for the fact that you couldn't stand up to her throughout your life and just go ahead and do it anyway. I mean, if my mother or father or anybody, a stepfather that I had, would have told me that you can't ride a bicycle, there's no possibility that I would have paid very much attention to that. Yet you did, for some reason. That's where you were, where I was able to get on a bicycle and make it happen. So you take responsibility for it, always. Then you don't have to spend endless hours in therapy and going through deep analysis to figure out why you were toilet trained harshly or why your mother liked your sister better or any of those kinds of things that you hear people using as excuses for why they're not where they want to be in their life. We take over early. What I would always do as a professional counselor and training professional counselors and therapists was to teach the children, even teach young people, that if they've got parents who behave in ways that they find intolerable, don't blame the parents for the way that you're feeling in your life. It isn't doing you any good to just toss out a lot of blame and say, oh, they're old-fashioned or they have a lot of rules that they impose on me or they're abusive towards me or they don't know what it's like in this generation. Figure out how to be effective within the constraints of the relationship that you are in right now. How can you get the things that you would like to have for yourself in your life and still not always be in conflict and not always be upset and always be blaming somebody else? Your parents are the way they are. When a kid would come into me and say, I'm having trouble with my science class, my science teacher, he just doesn't like me, I'd say, what is your goal in science? And hardly ever is a child's goal in science to learn science. Their goal is to get through science and not have to repeat it and to move on. And if they learn some science, that's nice, all right? So I would say to them, you're getting thrown out of science class. Your science teacher is mad at you. You're mad at your science teacher. you're not reaching any of your goals. And it looks to me like you're going to have to repeat science again the way that you're going. Why not focus on the solution? Why not focus on what am I doing here? What do I want out of this experience? And then instead of wishing my science teacher were different, and as adults we all do the same thing, you know, we forget what our goals are.